Between the world wars, six aristocratic sisters captivated Britain with their beauty, wit, and wildly divergent ideologies. The Mitford girls, Nancy, Pamela, Diana, Unity, Jessica, and Deborah, weren't just socialites, but revolutionaries, fascists, communists, duchesses, and best-selling authors whose lives intersected with figures from Winston Churchill to Adolf Hitler. Born into privilege, they became living embodiments of the 20th century's most extreme political movements, sometimes under the same roof. How could one family produce both Hitler's most devoted English supporter and a passionate communist rebel? Their story reveals how personality, circumstance, and family dynamics can shape even history's most dramatic ideological choices. The Mitford children's upbringing blended aristocratic tradition with delightful eccentricity. Their father, David, later caricatured in Nancy's novels as Uncle Matthew, combined fierce temper with playful spontaneity, once impulsively buying them a pony. Their mother, Sydney, maintained Edwardian formality while encouraging independence, using natural remedies that proved effective when Pamela contracted polio. At their country homes, the children created a magical world with their Society of Hans, complete with secret languages, rituals, and loyalty badges. Their unconventional PNE education under Miss Hussey nurtured Nancy's and Jessica's literary talents, though left them with endearingly phonetic spelling into adulthood. As the 1920s unfolded, the elder sisters entered society. Nancy, with her keen observational eye, both participated in and mentally documented debutante season as material for her future writing. Her connections introduced her to Oxford's intellectual circle, where her irreverent humor flourished. Diana's beauty soon eclipsed her sister's social success. Her marriage to brewing heir Brian Guinness elevated her among London's bright young things, and their homes became gathering places for luminaries like Evelyn Waugh, Cecil Beaton, and the Sitwells. While much of Britain struggled economically, Diana presided over a privileged world of artistic experimentation. The early 1930s saw the Mitford sisters develop increasingly defined political identities. Nancy captured upper-class frivolities in witty magazine columns while struggling financially. Family skiing trips to Switzerland exposed them to diverse European political currents beyond British aristocracy. Jessica, Decca, developed a social conscience through reading about Britain's economic struggles, setting the foundation for her later communist sympathies. Unity established her reputation for attention-seeking through eccentric behavior and theatrical fashion choices. Ideological fault lines formed within the family, mirroring Europe's polarizing climate. Decca's attraction to communist ideals contrasted sharply with Unity's fascination with fascism. Diana's growing attachment to Mosley, despite her marriage to Brian, reflected the interplay of personal desire and political awakening. Diana's interest in Oswald Mosley evolved from intellectual curiosity to passionate affair during a Venetian holiday, as she sacrificed her marriage to Brian Guinness for this controversial relationship. Their bond persisted through numerous obstacles, including an unplanned pregnancy that Diana terminated, before culminating in a secret wedding in Berlin attended by Adolf Hitler himself. Diana's transformation from society beauty to political partner showed how personal relationships became inextricably linked with ideological commitments in Europe's increasingly divided landscape. Unity's obsession with Hitler became all-consuming. In Munich, she strategically positioned herself at his favorite restaurant until he invited her to join him, beginning regular interactions that deepened her devotion to Nazi ideologies. Though platonic, Unity's relationship with Hitler granted her unprecedented access to Nazi leadership. She advocated for Anglo-German alliance in direct conversations with him, sometimes with consequences. Her indiscreet comments once nearly caused Putzi Hanstengel's exile. By 1939, the Mitford sisters' playful differences had transformed into painful divisions. A conversation with Hitler at Bayreuth revealed the reality of looming war, with Unity's belief in peace clashing with Diana's pragmatism, as both sisters struggled between their German attractions and English ties. Britain's declaration of war on September 3, 1939, became Unity's breaking point. After writing a farewell letter expressing her desire for peace between her beloved nations, she shot herself in the temple in the Englisher Garden. Unity survived with the bullet lodged in her skull, causing significant brain damage. Hitler arranged her care while Nazi authorities initially concealed her suicide attempt. Though she recovered physically, her personality was fundamentally altered. The most dramatic example of how war transformed the Mitfords, whose charmed lives were shattered by the century's ideological conflicts. Deka Mitford's rejection of her privileged life peaked when her family planned an elaborate world cruise, highlighting her growing disdain for aristocratic insularity and disconnection from real-world struggles. Meeting Esmond Romilly, Winston Churchill's anti-fascist nephew who had fought in Spain, offered both romance and escape. Despite barely knowing him, Deka proposed accompanying him to Spain, launching the most dramatic chapter in the Mitford saga. Their escape combined his war correspondent funds with her savings. Posing as his secretary, she secured a Spanish visa and crafted a cover story. Her deceptive letter from Dieppe bought them time as they traveled through France. Their journey represented both a love affair and political statement, rejecting the fascist sympathies within her family. The elopement created headlines and family chaos. Sydney and David's frantic search triggered diplomatic interventions and a destroyer being dispatched to intercept them. Their eventual wedding was reluctantly witnessed by Sydney, showing both concern and grudging acceptance. Despite financial uncertainty, Deka remained resolute. Her break from family was simultaneously romantic and political, defining her future path. While Unity attended Hitler's rallies, Deka committed to opposing such movements, creating a family division that would never fully heal. By 1939, the Mitford sisters stood on dramatically different sides as war approached. Deka and Esmond had settled in America seeking stability, while Unity remained deeply entrenched in Munich, her loyalties painfully divided between Britain and Germany. The family remained unaware of Unity's condition due to wartime communication barriers, compounding their anguish. Despite her fragility, she eventually expressed desire to return to England and reunite with her family. The war had transformed theoretical political disagreements into devastating personal consequences. The sisters' once playful ideological differences had evolved into life-altering commitments with profound implications. The family that once shared childhood games and secret languages now navigated the painful reality of divided loyalties during history's most consequential struggle. The Mitford sisters' story captivates because it embodies the 20th century's major conflicts within one remarkable family. Their paths, from fascism to communism, literary success to aristocratic duty, demonstrate how personality and family dynamics shaped responses to history's tumultuous events. What makes their narrative compelling is the unbreakable bond beneath their ideological differences. Their correspondence maintained its intimate, often humorous tone, despite profound disagreements about politics and lifestyle. This ongoing communication, rich with candid insights, illustrated sisterly connections stretched but never severed. Their legacy shows that extreme political divisions don't erase shared humanity. The Mitford girls weren't merely historical figures, but sisters who remained connected despite everything dividing them. In our polarized era, their story reminds us that behind every ideology stands a person shaped by unique experiences, relationships, and the inescapable influence of family.